This video is made possible by Brilliant. Learn complex topics simply for 20% off by being one of the first 200 people to sign up at brilliant.org/reallifelore. Over the years, humanity has moved some truly colossal objects across the surface of the Earth. For example, the Statue of Liberty just outside New York City was initially brought to Liberty Island by boat from France in 1885. It was shipped over in 350 pieces, which together weighed over 225 tons. Which in all honesty, is not that much at all. That's only about two train cars worth of stuff. And obviously, trains carry a lot more cargo than just two trains worth. So the Statue of Liberty comes nowhere close to being the heaviest object ever transported across the world's surface. For that, we have to go across the Atlantic over to Norway. The Troll A offshore gas platform was built in 1996 and is presently located 80 kilometers off the coast of Norway in the North Sea. Norwegian contractors for Norske Shell began construction of the offshore platform back in 1991 at a fjord near the town of Vats for a cost of $650 million. Normally, large offshore platforms like this one are either built on the location where they want them to be, or they'll tow the parts individually out to the desired location and assemble it on site. But for the Troll A platform, they decided to do something a little crazy. They built the entire structure off-site and then towed the completed platform all the way to the Troll gas field, the field that produces nearly 40% of all of Norway's natural gas. The only problem was that the field is located 200 kilometers off the Norwegian coast in the middle of the open ocean. The platform stands at 472 meters tall and weighs 683,600 tons, which is a titanically massive structure. This thing is even taller than the Petronas Twin Towers in Malaysia, which are 452 meters tall and the 17th and 18th tallest buildings in the world. The Troll A platform is also heavier than seven Nimitz-class aircraft carriers all combined. The legs of the platform alone are over 300 meters tall and have walls that are over a meter thick to withstand the immense pressures at the bottom of the ocean. Fabulously, the legs were created by continuously pouring concrete for over 100 days non-stop so that there weren't any joints or seams in them in order to guarantee that they were completely waterproof. Then, they were reinforced with enough steel rebar to erect 15 Eiffel Towers. The inside of the legs are broken down into three equal-length watertight compartments, and each have an elevator that takes 9 minutes to go from top to bottom, more than enough time for you to watch this entire YouTube video. The four legs of Troll A are joined together by a reinforced concrete box known as a cord shortener that is to stop any potentially dangerous resonance frequencies inside of the legs. Engineers designed this cord shortener to make sure that the constant battering from the ocean's waves would not cause a catastrophic failure due to vibrations like what happened to the Galloping Gertie suspension bridge in Tacoma in 1940, where high winds began to shake the bridge violently enough that the entire thing collapsed into the sea. After the legs had finished construction, they began filling the legs with water to the point where they were nearly submerged. They did this so they could float the platform over the legs to attach them together. Once the platform was floating over the legs, they began to pump water out of the legs to slowly raise them centimeters at a time to the bottom of the platform overhead. The process of raising the legs took over a day to complete before they could attach the platform on top. Once the platform was attached, they continued to remove more water out of the legs so that the platform would stand almost 100 meters above the water in order to avoid the legs from hitting and damaging any reefs along the journey. With the platform now fully constructed, they began to tow the entire structure that now weighed 1.2 million tons with its ballast attached, the 200 kilometers to the Troll gas field. The average new Panamax container ship is only capable of carrying a cargo weight up to 120 thousand tons. In order to transport the Troll A platform with ballast, you would need at least 10 of these new Panamax ships to carry the entire load. Well, once they started, the tow took over a week to complete and used 10 tugboats to maneuver the platform out of the fjord where they had been constructing it in and across the North Sea to its final destination. The towing operation was broadcast on live Norwegian TV and became a spectacle at the time back in 1996. Once the platform had been towed to its final destination over the gas field, they began to fill the legs back up with water again until it was resting on the seabed 303 meters down. Then, they placed a total of 19 40-meter-tall vacuum anchors in the seabed around the four legs of the platform to prevent it from moving. With the anchors in place, they began pumping the water out of the legs again, and the Troll A platform was finally in place after 5 years of construction and going on a 200-kilometer-long voyage. With the offshore gas platform now in place, it began to pump both natural gas and oil out of the Troll gas field. The Troll A platform produces 138,000 barrels of oil a day and over 120 million cubic meters of natural gas a day. That's enough natural gas to fill the Epcot Center at Disney World over 1,900 times and can make over 65,000 gallons of gasoline every single day, enough to completely satisfy all of Norway's gasoline consumption more than 3 times over. All of these resources are presently sent directly back to Kollsnes over 80 kilometers away using underwater pipes, and they do this in only 84 seconds. The Troll A platform is a true engineering wonder. Due to its size and the fact that it was transported over 200 kilometers, it won the Guinness World Record in 1996 for the heaviest object ever moved by man across the Earth. Another world record was set inside of the platform a decade later by Katie Malua and her band when they performed a concert at the bottom of one of the legs of the platform at the seabed 303 meters beneath the surface. Overall, the Troll 8 platform and how it was moved across the Earth is a work of pure problem-solving brilliance. But in order to pull it off, it required a solid understanding of things like engineering, physics, chemistry, and a lot more. Things that might seem impossibly difficult for you to understand right now, but not when you use Brilliant. When I was still in school, I struggled a lot with every STEM subject because it was difficult for me to pay attention in class or to understand what my teachers were trying to tell me. But Brilliant continues to help me understand more complicated subjects than I ever could have imagined back then. Even if you're an absolute beginner, you can start out on Brilliant with courses that introduce you to mathematical and scientific fundamentals and build your knowledge base up to more advanced subjects from there. I know that math and science can both seem really tough to understand when you don't have someone experienced there to guide you through the steps and process, but that's exactly what Brilliant will do for you. They'll break complicated subjects down into easy-to-follow, bite-sized chunks across a huge variety of STEM fields, from algebra to computer science to physics and more. You can even do all of this on the go in small chunks with their mobile app, or learn something new every day with their daily challenges, or dive deeper into something completely different with any one of their dozens of extremely high-quality courses. Whatever STEM subject you're interested in or may be struggling with, and regardless of your experience level, there's something for you on Brilliant. So please be sure to check them out and sign up for free. And if you're one of the first 200 people to go to brilliant.org/reallifelore or click the link in my description, you'll get 20% off your annual premium subscription. And as always, thank you for watching.